This is Dakota Datebook for November 25th. Thanksgiving activities filled the pages of local newspapers throughout North Dakota. Details about plans, table fare, festivities, and guests at private homes were reported throughout the century, as well as Thanksgiving events at state and federal institutions. These stories often portrayed such places as a gravy train, funded by taxpayers, and human interest stories that highlighted the societal benefits of these institutions. In 1925, Warden Lee announced the Thanksgiving menu for the state penitentiary. The Bismarck Tribune reported that prisoners at the North Dakota Penitentiary would enjoy a better meal than many people outside the prison. The article stated, "Every turkey on the prison farm was expected to become a victim of Warden Lee's desire to give the men under his charge a real old-fashioned Thanksgiving dinner." The meal also included chicken, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, peas, apple pie, ice cream, and treats like celery, olives, and preserves. In 1935, boys and girls at the state training school in Mandan would enjoy turkey and pumpkin pie, preceded by a chapel service. Superintendent W. McClelland said the youthful inmates could eat to their heart's content, with first aid attendants on hand in case of any issues. Mandan was the only youth correctional facility in the U.S. to offer high school classes in 1938, and one of only four in the country to house both boys and girls. Until 1947, it also served as an orphanage for children of incarcerated parents. In 1948, students at Wahpeton Indian School could choose between turkey, chicken, beef, or pork for their Thanksgiving dinner. However, Superintendent Morrison noted that the children preferred roast ham over turkey, which they ate once a week. The school's Thanksgiving festivities included a carnival, plays, music, sports, and games. Wahpeton Indian School, established in 1904, primarily served Turtle Mountain Chippewa children. The 1892 Macumber Agreement had taken their lands, leading to poverty and hardship. The school's agricultural program ended, and its land was later sold to public schools and the State School of Science. The way Thanksgiving has been celebrated reflects deeper stories of North Dakota's culture, identity, and hardship. What we celebrate today is part of a much larger, sometimes difficult history, and history is a loaded plate. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.